I invite you to come with us to hear Hebrews chapter 7. Chapter 7. I'm going to start down in verse 22. And I made the statement last week that I believe the author of the book is the Apostle Paul. So much about the book seems to fit his style of writing. So in verse 22, the Bible says, not so much as Jesus paid a surety of a better testament, and they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. Let this man, because it continueth ever, hath been unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. He repeateth them daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice first to his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. That's reading their scripture. Hey, that the Lord has placed on my heart. The Apostle Paul, as I said, he is a pastor of words. In these verses of Scripture, in my mind, I almost see him as a lawyer presenting his chase in court. The court is filled with Jewish believers. Some are struggling with hell. Whether the Old Testament priesthood should still stand, or was Christ enough? Son of Peter, our needing instruction. Son Paul, in a sense of a lawyer, presents to him how that those Old Testament priests that they were only in place for a while. They were only men. And they would grow old and die. And another would take their place. But then Paul says this in verse 22, "By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament." That word surety is a word that means a guarantee. Paul is saying all of those in the Old Testament had their place, but in Jesus Christ there is the guarantee of a better covenant. Paul is trying to get them to understand after Christ there was no need for the high priest to go in every year and offer a sacrifice, because in Jesus Christ there is an unchanging priesthood. He is saying, in Jesus Christ, we now have a wondrous salvation. I'd like to say just a few words. Our voice is still of the past. I am dealing with some things physically, but God is able to take care of all of that. I realize that in Jesus Christ we have a wondrous salvation. I believe it's so, because Paul says that Jesus is the person of our salvation. In the name Jesus, He says in verse 22, Jesus, down in verse 24, this man, verse 25, he and him over and over, he was saying, our salvation is in Jesus Christ alone. In Acts chapter 4, Peter was standing before the rulers of the people. As he said this, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Peter said, salvation is in Christ Jesus alone. Now that sounds terrifying to our modern world, but there's no other way around it. Jesus is the only way of salvation. This past week, I believe it was, our president was standing before the media talking about the war in Ukraine, talking about trying to bring peace to that area. And he made the statement, something along this line. He said, if we can bring peace to that area, if I can be instrumental bringing peace there, he said, maybe that'll get me into heaven. Maybe I'll be able to have that to get me there. Well, I'm glad he believes in heaven. I don't know where he stands in all of that. But here's what I know. Good words ain't going to get you there. Bringing peace to a nation isn't going to be enough to get you there. It's going to take the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the only way to be saved. Salvation isn't found in religion. Salvation isn't found in a denomination. Salvation isn't in religious activities. Salvation isn't found in taking a wafer or drinking juice. Salvation's in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul is saying, that our wondrous salvation is in the person Jesus Christ. Secondly, Paul says something about the power of this salvation. In verse 25, he says, wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. That word able means a powerful or strong enough. In other words, God is able, powerful, strong enough to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. That word uttermost means completely, entirely, wholly. Paul is picturing a salvation from start to finish. It means that when we are saved, we are completely saved. Certainly, every bit paid whole. Some people have got the idea, I heard several years ago, I worked with a good man, Christian man, I'm thankful to his church. But he had been told all his life that you can lose your salvation. I mean, a good man. But I realized somewhere he'd been led wrong. Tried to talk with him. He just wouldn't see it. I got to thinking about him one day. I thought, Lord, in the rapture, it would sure be nice somewhere as he and I were caught up together. I could look over at him and say, I told you so. I told you wouldn't lose it. I'm glad I can say today, I know that I am saved forever and ever. Preacher, do doubts ever cross your mind? Sure the devil tries that. Sure he'll say, you really sure about that? I'll take him back to a spot where I found here came my heart to Jesus. Everything changed that day. I remember Brother Kevin several months ago. Wasn't anybody here in the building, me and you. We were sitting on that bench right there. We just got to talking. And he said, preacher, I just want you to know this. My brothers and sisters got saved. By the grace of God. I want to tell you, when you've got that settled in your heart, you can press on firing the battles of your life. Cause to say, I know that I'm one of His. Thank God He's got the power to save to the uttermost. He's not going to lose you on the way. God's not going to one day kind of scratch His head and say, I wonder what they got to. Because He knows right where you are. Right in the palm of His hand. Always. That brings me to the last thing. Not only the person and power of salvation, but the permanence. As I said, that word, uttermost, means entirely. It also means to the very end. Utterly. Ending to eternally. Thank God I'm glad that I am saved forevermore. What Paul is describing takes in the whole thing of salvation. He isn't just saying we were saved back yonder. And God says, now do the best you can. But He says, God saved you. And God's keeping you. And one day He'll get you there. Safe and sound. Safe and sound. I'm glad He's saved. To the uttermost. And I'm glad He saves completely. Doesn't mean I'm always what I ought to be. Doesn't mean I don't at times fall flat on my face. But it does mean that I never change. I'm His, and He's mine. Forever and ever. There's a lot of people, I don't know who the Lord sent this for today. There may be somebody here today that you've never been saved. There may be somebody here today that the devil's been trying to make you doubt what you have. But I do know this, that if there's ever been a day, a time, Jesus saved you by His grace, that's eternal. That's never going to change. That's never going to go away. What a sad day is this. There's a lot of people, depending on what mom or dad, grandparents told them what they did. Church membership isn't going to get eaten out of heaven. Keeping commandments, that ain't going to get the job done. It is all by the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you know today that you're truly saved? Do you know today that you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Utterly, completely saved by the grace of God. Some may be thinking, preacher, you know us here today. You know that most of us, not all of us, probably are saved. I don't know that. But I have said to you before, and I'll say it again. I'm not always going to be your pastor here. I'm not always going to be the preacher standing in this pulpit. But I sure don't want to leave this place. And the Lord said, you let some of them come hear the truth about salvation. Because when I stand before Him one day, I want to be able to say, Lord, I tried to preach them about Jesus. I tried to tell them about the Savior whose blood would cleanse from all sin. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because I don't want you to say when I'm gone from there, boy, I wish He had told us more about Jesus. Because He's what really matters. Brother David, when you give us a song, we're going to stand and sing. Do you know my Jesus today? Do you know that you know that you're saved by the grace of God? Do you know that if Jesus would return today, that you'd be caught up with Him in the air? Do you know that if death overtook you before you got home, and heaven would be your eternal destiny? If you don't know that, I sure would like to pray with you in an altar of prayer and let Jesus save you by His amazing grace. While we stand, while we sing, would you come?